Our guest in the cafe this morning is the director of the Northeast Texas Trail, Jack Neal. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Jack. And you just got back from the Big Bend?
I did indeed. Went down to the Big Bend area, spent 9 or 10 days down there, and had a chance to see what things are like down there. They're absolutely beautiful. And I can look at it almost as like work-related because, you know, spending a lot of time on trails down there, sort of comparing this and that.
They're taking notes.
That's right. Although you would not be taking notes digitally because there was no way to do things digitally.
You're out of range of...
Out of range, and that is not a bad thing.
For a week or so.
For a week or so, yeah. Too much longer than that, I think I'd probably be suffering from some sort of withdrawal of something. But for 8 or 10 days, it was pretty enjoyable, just getting out, enjoying some unique weather pretty much across the board. We had warmth, cold, sun, rain, you name it.
Yeah. Of course, that's a very different part of the world, even though it's Texas.
Sure.
It's really quite a different part of the country than here. But are there some things you might take away from being down on the various trails in the Big Bend that might be applicable to the Northeast Texas Trail?
Yeah, I think in a lot of ways, some of the things that sort of impressed me was how much variety you can run into in a fairly small area on a trail. You know, when I went down there, I was expecting desert and that was about it, you know, and you sort of, you know, real quickly you picked up on the fact that, well, the desert really has, you know, hundreds of kinds of different cacti and, you know, different kind of flowers there. And that's sort of how I look at the Northeast Texas Trail as well. Over the course of 130 miles, there's a lot of different trail, kinds of trail, if you will, a lot of different experiences, rural and a little more suburban, some urban, some asphalt, some, you know, crushed gravel, a little bit of mud when things happen, like they've been doing this summer. But that was interesting to sort of compare and contrast.
Yeah.
The interesting thing to me was the number of people who were pretty much in the same boat, if you will, as I was, had never been there before. And in a lot of the national parks and a lot of state parks as well, it's almost sort of a regular clientele, if you will, that goes back every year, every few years, something like that. But I ran into a lot of folks in the Big Bend who were sort of just finding the park and experiencing it for the first time, and talked with a couple of the rangers there, in fact, that it pretty much confirmed that said they're getting a lot of people over the course of the last about 2 years or so that sort of just learned of what's going on here in the southern part of the state, and are heading that way to see what it offers.
And of course, you all are having people discovering the Northeast Texas Trail.
Absolutely.
All the time.
Again, sort of the same thing as we had going on right back here at home with the Northeast Texas Trail. Just in the course of the last year and a half, the number of new people who, you know, call me, email me, text, whatever, and say, you know, I didn't know this existed, or I didn't know this part of it existed, or even questions about, you know, how does it compare in various places along that 130 miles. Again, things can be very different if you're somewhere in Celeste or Pecan Gap than, you know, maybe in Paris or, you know, down the road east in New Boston.
We're talking with Jack Neal. Jack's the director of the Northeast Texas Trail, which we should say runs about 130 miles from roughly around Farmersville to New Boston.
Exactly. Farmersville to New Boston through Paris and a lot of, you know, cool little trail towns along the way.
And this is along what one time was a railroad right of way.
Yep. It's a rail banked, a number of rail bank agencies came together and have put the trail together all along what used to be rails. So, you know, at one time it was a transportation corridor for big iron locomotives, and now it's transportation corridor for hikers and bikers.
Right. So we're into the fall, well into the fall now, about midway. And do you see more people coming out who would stay inside when it's so hot during the summer?
Exactly. That's sort of another comparison with Big Bend, where people are coming out as the weather cools down. We're having the same thing here in Northeast Texas, where, you know, things have cooled down a little bit from a pretty warm summer. And we had a fair number of folks out in the summer as well. But now it's really, it's my favorite time of year to go on the trail. You know, you have a chance to go out. The weather's cooler. You're not sweating as much. Do still take the water just in case. But you get out and you see a little more. The trees, you know, they turned color and they're pretty for a few weeks, and then the leaves go away. And honestly, that's when I like it best, because that's when this, you know, beautiful canopy that you had all summer really sort of gives way to the vistas of looking out over the farm fields and the towns and such. And it's just a really beautifully, you know, for me, exhilarating experience.
As we broadcast from Commerce.
Right.
And, of course, the nearest location to the Northeast Texas Trail here, Wolf City,
yep.
Ladonia. Would be, I guess, the two towns that would be.
Great towns to sort of hop on the trail and head whichever direction works for you. And really some great supporters out in those two areas. So if you have questions about, you know, where you can stay or what accommodations or what amenities are in those areas, let us know. We've got some great folks out there that'll help.
And of course,
you know, and keep in mind, winter is coming too. And winter, in my opinion, we have it all over anywhere else at the Northeast Texas Trail, because all the northern trails, they're just too cold to do anything on. You got snow on there. Northeast Texas Trail, wide open, ready to go.
Well, you need to put the word out up north.
Absolutely. Believe me, I do.
Okay, you're way ahead of me. Jack, thanks for having a cup of coffee.
Thank you.
Jack Neal with the Northeast Texas Trail. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.